Infertility is a disease of the male or female reproductive system defined by the failure to achieve a pregnancy after 12 or more months of unprotected sex.
So the risk for infertility changes based on age, but in general, it's about 1 in 8 individuals who desire to have children have infertility.
That was Dr. Genevieve Neal Perry, chair of the UNC Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology. She said infertility is more common than you'd think. According to the CDC, about 10% of U.S. women ages 15 to 44 have difficulty getting pregnant or staying pregnant. That's 6.1 million people. However, despite its prevalence, Neal Perry said there's not a lot of mainstream education on the topic.
Infertility is not a cosmetic issue. It is a medical problem. It's like having diabetes. It's like having asthma. It's a medical problem that needs intervention in order to overcome.
While infertility can often be perceived as a woman's issue, Neal Perry said approximately 1/3 of infertility is attributed to the female partner, another 1/3 is attributed to the male partner, and the final 1/3 is caused by a combination of problems in both partners or is unexplained. Causes of infertility can range anywhere from cancer treatments, smoking, autoimmune disorders, and abnormal sperm function in men, to excessive stress, eating disorders, PCOS, and sexually transmitted infections in women.
You know, when we're growing up and we're thinking about what life will be as an adult, you know, there are very few of us who think that they may have infertility later in life. And so it's something that many of us take for granted. And so when couples or individuals are confronted with a diagnosis of infertility, it can really take a toll on an individual, on a couple.
Neal Perry said one of the best ways to help those struggling with infertility is to provide a safe space for them to talk about it.
In general, we don't talk about infertility, right? And that contributes to the taboo nature of it. And in general, when people talk about reproduction, they're talking about it, you know, just like it's something that everybody has, you know, and if you're not getting pregnant, you're doing something wrong. And that's not the case at all.
When navigating a stressful and often foreign infertility process, Neal Perry said it's important to seek out an adequate support system. She said having a community to lean on and share your experiences with is vital. That's where Daryl Owens comes in. Owens is a women's services chaplain and grief counselor at the UNC Medical Center. Since 2001, he has provided pastoral care and counseling to patients, families, and staff served by the North Carolina Women's Hospital. Whether it stems from a pregnancy loss or navigating the ups and downs of infertility, Owens said your grief is valid and deserving of care.
If you're still looking at it as something's really wrong with me, no, you're a normal person having this experience, especially when you were talking about infertility. There's so much grief that comes up when it's a false positive or they may get pregnant and have a miscarriage. Those are losses.
To help those who are struggling in silence, he said we can start dismantling the stigma that surrounds infertility by sharing our own personal experiences.
A couple of friends of mine are much younger, who have been going through fertility challenges and have been open about their experiences with the positives and the challenges of it. And I've reached out to them and applauded them for doing that on social media because it makes it more real.
And while open and honest conversations are not always easy to have, considering the emotional, physical, and financial toll of traversing infertility, Owen said they're essential to break the taboo of seeking help.
If someone needs help, get it. It doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means something's right with you.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.